Obviously, I don't have children of my own, but I cannot imagine that even a moment of a day goes by where parents don't think about their children, where they don't worry about their children, where you don't think that, you know, I want them to be safe, I want them to be happy, I want them to avoid this situation, learn from that situation, and so forth. But it seems that some parents are given a special challenge, a challenge even more than just the normal care, concern, and love for children. Sometimes when we get really angry at someone who commits a crime, and in particular someone who commits a capital offense, it can be easy to forget the parents of that criminal and the suffering that they go in. Now, I mention this because when Mary was at the foot of the cross, we know the outcome. We know who Jesus was. But the society of his day did not. And he was dying a shameful, public, criminal death. But Mary, like any mother who loves her children, could not be anywhere else but at the foot of the cross, trying as best she could, because she was his mother, to share in the suffering in such a way that she could bring even the smallest bit of comfort to her son Jesus as he suffered. How is it that she is able to do this? How is it that she was able to endure this? Because of the grace of God, because of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, because of her love for her son. During this time when there is so much stress and so much difficulty and so much worry and so many challenges, the pandemic, the economy, the wildfires, let us remember that God too gives us the grace to endure suffering so that we might make up what is still lacking in the sufferings of Christ.